Yitzia, just like by Gerushin, we know Binyan Lishmo. But the Pesach says the Kosav Law, we dashim Law Lishmo. So Afavaya Binyan Lishmo, who then by Kedushin also? By Kedushin, when you want to make a Shtar Kedushin, the Shtar has to be written Lishmo. The Sefer, when he writes it, he has to know exactly for who he's writing it for. He's writing it for this man and for this lady. Or Duma maybe know the other story is Havayis Liadodi Makshinon. I'd rather learn out one type of Kedushin from another Kinyan Kedushin. What does that mean? Ma Havaya de Kesef. Just like one of the Kinyanim of Kedushin is you can marry your wife with money. And there we say, what? Leibin in Lishmo. The money does not have to be made Lishmo. When they first made the money, it wasn't made Lishem Kedushin. Any money you have, you can give now Lishem Kedushin. It doesn't have to be made Lishem Kedushin. Well, if you give a Mary with a ring, the ring didn't have to be made Lishem Kedushin. So maybe Afavaya de Shtar, Lebin Lishmo. The same thing when you marry your wife with a Shtar, maybe also you don't have to make up the Shtar Lishmo. It's enough you give it to Lishem Kedushin. That was a suffix. And this the Gemara says, Boss of the boy, after he asked the question, Hoda Poshto. Then he himself answered and said, Avada Havaya Litsia Makshinen. We make this Hekish of Havaya to Yitzia. To Yom HaKrokas, the Pesach says, V'yotza, when you give your wife a get, V'hoysa, then she remarries. So the hekesh of V'yotza, V'hoysa, the dinam of Gerushin and Kedushin, learn out one from the other. So even though you have a sfor to say, learn out Kinyonim Kesef to Kinyonim Shtar, but this is more adif, because this is a positive zach, that we just don't know. But here is a positive limud of V'yotza, V'hoysa, will be makish, that the Shtar Erisin has to be written Lishmo. Itma, we learn like this. Kosvu lishmo v'shloimi daita. Let's say the husband, the man, went to a sefer, told the sefer, write me up a shtar erisin for me and for this lady I want to get married to. But they did not ask her first. She did not know about it. It was written shloimi daita. What's the lacha? Can the husband use it to shtar kedushin or not? Well, then he wants to give it to her, l'shem kedushin, is this good or not? So Rav Ravina Amim Kadeshes, they both say, yes, the kedushin is good. Rav Papa, Rav Sharbi, Army, and the Mukadeshis. No, the Kedushin is no good. So Amar Rav Papa, Papa says, Ema time of the two, I'll first explain you their reason why they say she's Mukadeshis. The Ema time of the D, then I'll explain you my reasoning why she says she is Mukadeshis. Why I hold she is Mukadeshis. Ema time of the two, I'll tell you the reasoning what they say. Did they say, okay, I mean, they say she's Mukadeshis. Why? The Pesach says, the yotza v'hoysa. So makish, we learn out one from the other. Havaya litzia, we learn out kedushin from gerushin. What does that mean? Ma yitzia, just like by yitzia, when you write up a get. Lishmo v'shloimi daito. The lishmo is that the husband has to go to the sefer, the tzivui habal, and the husband has to tell the sefer to write up the get, write up the shtar. Even though it's shloimi daito, you do not need her consent. Like Bechlau by Gershom, we don't need Hadas. It can be done even by Kocho. As long as the husband has Das, and the husband made it Lishmo, it's good. So maybe Af Havayanami, the same thing by Kedushin also, Shtar Kedushin, Lishmo, Vishlami Daito. It could also be good as long as it was written up Lishmo, the husband told the Sefer to write it Lishmo, it's good even though you did not notify her, even though she does not know about the Shtar Kedushin, how it was written, still it should be kosher. That's the first reason why it should be a good Kedushin. All right, turn over. And then he says, V'yayim matayim adedid. Now our prophet says, I'll tell you my reasoning. Well, I say, no, the Kedushin is no good. But I'll tell you my story is like this. V'yotza v'hoysa. True, that makeh shavaya litziya. We learn out Kedushin from Gerushim like this. Ma yitziya. Just like when you give a get, when the husband gives a get. Binan das makne. Who is writing up the get? Who's lishmo? Whose das is there? It's the husband's das. But by Gershon, he's the makna. He's like the one that's giving away his wife. Now he has a kinyan ishus in his wife. When he gives her a get, he's bimakna. He's giving away what he has. So the one that gives away has to make the shtar midaito from his das. So I tell you, af havaya. The same thing been done by Kedushin. Who's giving who away to? By Kedushin, she's giving herself to a husband. The husband is receiving her. So therefore, Tayosu bin and das makna. You have to have the das of the makna, which is the das of the isha. Therefore, b'shas the kedushin, we need her das. So you make up a shtar; it has to be written from her das. And that's takad alocha. that it was written up, only the husband told the sofer to write it, and it was not written midaito, therefore it's ena mukdeshes, because you have to have das machne. This thing where it says meis v'yavakasha. It says clearly here, ein kais v'n shtori erisin or nesuyin ele midashneim. You could only have a shtar erisin written up, only if it's midashneim. So it's a kasha, according to the man yom, that it says she's mukdeshes. Here it says clearly it has to be written up, midashne, midas the isha also. So Gemara says, my love, aren't we talking about over here, shtar erisin or nesuyim mamish? Means you want a mamish use the shtar for erisin. They're using the shtar for the kinyan. Still we say it's only kosher, it's only good, if it was written with both of them, from both of them consent. The isha also has to agree to it, has to know about it. So it's a kasha, the man yom before that says, it's mukadeshes, even though she did not know about it. So where it says, Lloyd, there's no kasha over here. I'll tell you, here we're talking about shtar pesikta. Here we're talking about a shtar erison just means the tanoim of the kedushin. The conditions, how much money one is going to give the other. And who could have given lomarav, or give lomarav. The yomarav, give lomarav. If a man, they speak out before the kedushin, kama ata noisin labincha. How much money are you going to give your son? That's what the two fathers talk about. And the other one says, kach makach, I'll give this and this much. Lebitcha, how much are you going to give to your daughter? Kach makach. So they speak out how much money the parents will give to the children. And then, omdu, they got up right away, v'kitshu, and they made kedushin. So the locher is kanohein. That the koino, that the mechayit themselves, they have to give the money, even though they did not make any special shtar or kinyan for that eschayvis. And here's one of the few cases that we say, hey, nein, advorim, these are the things, haniknum b'yamira, that you could be kind to them just with amira, just by speaking it out. Even though usually if you say you'll do something, it means nothing. You always have to make a kinyan. Over here it's different. These things, since they spoke these things out right before the kedushin, and then they got married, it's like they got married on this das, therefore we say for sure that the kinyan is chal even without a maisa kinyan. It's heine matvorm, these are things, ha nikna b'yamira. The Rashi says, b'loi kinyin, sha'kedushin ein gemar hadover, tebu ha'no, to call mitzchatne adodi, this enjoyment that they're getting married one to another, gamri yomakni, that ha'no they received, that's this chayvis, that the gamri yomakni, of yisna tenoim komer. Now this tenoim it says right now, sheidim em rishon lichtav aleim shtar alamidaitam, such a type of a schaivis, here the loch is that if Edim see it, they have no right to write it down unless both of them agree to have it written down. Because otherwise we say they would rather let it be a milva ba'peh, they don't want it to be written down. Only if they ask you to write it down. But it could be by a shtar kedushin itself, or you're getting married with the shtar itself. That was one mandyam before said, even though she does not know about it when they wrote up the shtar, still it's called a good shtar kedushin. So this wouldn't be any kasher on him. But lemaisa, we park a paskin, that it has to be, she has to know about it also. Ubebiya. Then the third king of the Mishnah says, you could also marry your wife with biya just living with her. Samura says, minovan. How do we know this? Omer Rabavu, Rabavu says, Omer Rabbi Yechanan. The Yom HaKro, the Pasuk says, Bulas Baal. It says, Loshen of Bulas Baal. So we dash in Malam, and it comes to teach us this Pasuk, Shenasa Lo Baal Ayidei Bila. That the husband becomes a husband through Bia. That's Loshen of Bulas Baal. He's the Baal, the husband, through Bia, through living with his wife. This Gemara says, Omer Le Rabzeler Rabavu. V'yamrlo in some say, Reshlokesh Rabbi Yechanan. Like, who rezu? Is it so light? In other words, like, why don't you use this other pasuk? What's wrong, like? Who rezu? What's wrong with this? Sheshona Rebbe. That Rebbe darshan the pasuk that says by Kedushin itself. When the pasuk says, Ki yikach ish isha. When a man takes his wife, Ubola. It says Ubola and he lives with her. So we darshan Malam and it comes to teach us, Shenikness pebiya. That you can marry your wife with Bia. So why do you have to bring me down another pasuk that says Bulas Baal? Why don't you go to the pasuk that's talking about Kedushin by itself? When the pasuk that says Kiyikach Ish Isha Ubolo, it says clearly Ubolo Bia. So learn out from there that you can marry your wife with Bia. Tomorrow says no, they hold Imei Hosme from that pasuk alone. Havamir, I would have thought to say Adem Kadesh for other boil. So the pasuk there means maybe you need two things for Maaseh Kedushin. Kiyikach ish isha ubola means when you want to marry her, you have to do two things for the kedushin. Kiyikach, you have to give a kesef of kedushin first, and also ubola, you also have to have beer with her. But maybe you need both of them to make kedushin. either one of them won't be enough. You definitely have to do two things to marry her. Kamash Malon, that's where I need this other pasuk, Bulas Baal, that with Bia alone, you could marry your wife. But like this first part, this pasuk here is Mashmi, you have to have two things. Kiyikach ish isha ubola would mean you only marry if you do two things, maybe Kedushin with Bia. This thing more says, no, you can't think like that. Maske of Lorem Bahu of Amamel. In Cain, if so, that's the pshat, that whenever you marry your wife, you have to make Kedushin with Bia. If so, Nara Hamarosa. That is the case of Nara Hamarosa. The Yom Rahman in the Torah says, Meskila. If another man lives with her, so it's Chayev Skila. Nara Hamarosa means the girl's a Nara. She's also a Psula. Nobody lived with her yet. And she only has Kedushin with a man. If somebody else lives with her, even though usually with an Eshe says she Chayev Chenik, here there's a special Chidash she Chayev Skila. So, Hechim Mishkachasla, how do you have this case? How do you have that this Nara Marosh is only married, and she's still a psula, nobody lived with her yet? Idiaktish. If the husband, like you're telling me now, has to make Kedushin first, for her the Baal, and then the husband has to live with her. If you want to tell me, that's from the Pasuk. Kikach ish isho bolo. Then how do you get married only through living with her also? If so, bulahi. Then every single time, every Nara Marosh is always a bula, there should never be a Chiyav Skila if somebody else lives with her. Like, if the husband has to live with his wife first to make an erusin, to make a kedushin, so then every erusa is always a bul already. So then you don't have the chiddush of an aram erusa to mechayev the skila. If the husband only made a kedushin without living with her, you want to say lav klumu. You're telling me now, pshan this pasuk is, kikach ishishu bolo, that you need two things. So that should be the proof that you're learning Rom Shan the Pasuk. The Pasuk cannot mean you have to have two things. Because if so, you can't find the case of Namarosa. So this thing where it says back, no, that wouldn't be such a kasha. Amru Rabbon and Kaim with the Abaya. Mishkachas lo, you know how we'll find this case? If the Rabbon is in front of Abaya, we'll find it like this. You're going Shavuah Le Orus Shloi Kedaka. True, maybe the husband has to have beer with his wife to make an Arus even, but he lived with her Shloi Kedaka. He did not break up Sulim, he didn't go in the right way, he went in the back. So therefore, if she's still called a psula, therefore if somebody else lives with her now, he's chayev skila. This is where it says, no, that's not a good teretz. Omalei Abaya. Abaya says back, ad kan up until now, loy pligi rabbi v'rabbonas, only machlegis rabbi v'rabbonin ela b'yachar. If a different man lives with her, shaloi kedarko, does that make her into a bula or not? Avu baal, for when the husband himself lives with her, even though he lives with his wife, Shloi Kedarka, Divrei Hakel, everybody agrees then, that in Bo'aleh Shloi Kedarka, if the husband lives with his wife, even a Bi'ah Shloi Kedarka, Asu Abula, he makes her into a Bula. So therefore you can't tell me now that Kedushin has to be, the husband has to live with his wife, and you want to tell him maybe he lived with her Shloi Kedarka, therefore she's still called him Sula, and therefore if somebody else lives with her when she's a Nara, Marosa, he's Chayes Kila. Because no, if the husband lived with his wife first, even though it was a biyish like a darka, he makes her into a bula. So if she's a bula, how do you have the terrorist, how do you have the pasuk of the Torah on Nara Marosa, Chayev Skila? So therefore, we're back to the statement, you can't say the Torah means kikach isho bula, that you have to do both. In other words, says Mahi, where's this machloek? It's a Tanya. Bo ole yudanoshim, if 10 men live with this Nara Marosa, one after another, Vadayani Bsula, and she's still called a Bsula. In other words, they didn't break up Sulim. They didn't live with a Kadaka, they lived with a Shloi Kadaka. So, Kula Veskila. Tanakama says all 10 of them is Chayes Skila. She's still called an Nara Marosa, she's still called a Bsula. Rebbe Yom Rebbe says no. I say Arishim is Skila, only the first minute is Chayes Skila. For Kula Mechenik, the rest of them is Chayes Mechenik. There is only a Shaila with somebody else lives with a Shloi Kadaka. Does he make her into a Bula or not? But Mashma, if the husband himself lives with his wife, even though it's done Shloi Kedarka, says so, he makes her into a Bsula, he makes her into a Bula. Says so, how could the Torah say Nara Marosa? So more than that's not a kasha. Om Rav Nachman by Yitzchok, Mishkachas, I'm going to kitch, Mishkachas, like I find the case, you're going to kitch a Bishtar. I tell you, where the husband married his wife Bishtar. Here, everybody agrees, Hoyu v'goymer omaitzi, since by Gerishin the Shtar alone does the whole Gerishin, goymer omachnis. Then, Avad, if you marry your wife with a shtar, here's the case that you would not have to make another bia. In other words, the case of Nara Hamaros in the Torah is where you married your wife with a shtar. You married her through a shtar, so that's going with the whole thing, so she's a complete psula still. So now, if somebody else lives with her, that's the case that it's Chayiv Skila. But then, Echnami, maybe in a case when the husband wants to marry his wife with Kesef, The pasuk that says ki yikach ish ishu bolo, maybe from that pasuk alone it means when you want to use kesef kedushin, you also have to do bia. Maybe the other pasuk means you have to do two things together. So from that pasuk alone, we cannot learn out that bia is kun you can marry your wife with bia alone. It could be from that pasuk you need two things: you need kedushin, kesef, and bia. That's from that pasuk. So that's why you have to read down the first pasuk of Bula's Baal to say that the Kenyan bia by itself. But the kasher is, how do you have a case of Nara Marosa? I tell you, the case of the Torah of Nara Marosa is where he married her with a shtar. Shtar, for sure, is kinda by itself. Just like it's goma by itself. The gerushin, the shtar does those things. Havad, the shtar kedushin also does those things. That I'm saying, though, from the pasuk Yikach ish isha obola, that obola means with kedushin, that's only with kinyan kesef. So therefore, from the pasuk Yikach, I would not know, be alone is enough, maybe you need two things. So that's why you have to have the other pasuk. Alright, we'll stop here. You're holding the aftes on my base. The three quarters down. By Rabbi Yochanan. So far we're holding by the shayla was, how do we know bia? You could marry your wife with the kinyan of bia. So we had two psukim. Rabbi Yochanan first brought down the pasuk of Bula's Baal, that the pasuk teaches us she could become a Baal, a husband, through bia. That was the first pasuk. Then Rabbi Yochanan asked back, what's wrong with what Rabbi learned? The pasuk says, Ubala. So we answered why from Ubala alone we do not know it, from Yikach Ishish Ubala. Because from that pasuk alone of Ubala, as we hold, that maybe you need two things. You need kedushin and bia. How do we know that bia by itself is good? That's why we need the pasuk Bula's Baal. Now the Gemara says, though, but Rabbi Yochanan, according to Rabbi Yochanan, that learns out the bia from the pasuk Bula's Baal, if so, hayu vualo mayobadle. What does he do with the pasuk that says, ki yikach ish isha ubualo? What does the pasuk mean, ubolo, that Jemashmi can make kedushin through bia? He knows it from the other pasuk of Bula's Baal. So Gemara answers, huumi boile, he needs this for to teach us that zu niknis bebia, v'yein omo havriya niknis bebia. It's a diyak that only when you marry your wife, kedushin, you could do through bia, and you cannot acquire an omo havriya through bia. A Jewish slave, you can't get through bia. Because how could I have thought to say, taste the kal v'chayma? Really, I should make a kal v'chayma to say you could be kaina an omo havriya through bia. A kal v'chayma mi yivama, from the case of yibum. Oma yivama, mazach by the case of yibum where your brother dies, and they had no children. So there's a mitzvah for the brother now to marry his brother's wife. Shein niknis bekesef. There's no kinyan kesef over there. But rather, niknis bebiya. The whole mitzvah is only through biya. So zu, in the case of here, omar vriya. Shein niknis bekesef. We know you could buy a Jewish slave through money. Is einer din, isn't it a svara shein niknis bebiya? That you should also be able to do it through biya? So I would have thought to say you could be kind of omar vriya through biya. This thing Mara says no. I'll tell you, Svara, Mali Yavama is different. Mali Yavama shekains kuka v'yemedis. Yavama is kuka v'yemedis. Svara says, no, Mali Yavama shekains kuka v'yemedis. I tell you, Yavama is different because Yavama is kuka v'yemedis, we say. You're a little bit attached to her, you are. Svara says, Salkotachamina, still I would have thought to say, Hoyiluk says, since the pasuk says, Imacheres yikachloi. Says by Omar Ria, if after he makes yield, like after he makes type of a kedushin with her, it says if he takes another one, imacheres yikachloi. So I would have thought to say hakeisher hakosav liacheres, that the Torah makes hekish Omar Ria, a Jewish slave, to an acheres, another wife. Now I would have thought to say ma acheres nikne bebia, just like if the master wants to marry a regular wife, he could do it through bia. Maybe af Omar Ria nikne bebia. Maybe who then you could acquire yourself an Om of Riyah through Bia. On this Kamash Malan, that's what Rabbi Yochanan does with the spastic of Ubala, to teach us that Bia only helps by Kedushin and not to receive an Om of Riyah. You can't receive an Om of Riyah through Bia. So that's what Rabbi Yochanan does with the spastic Ubala. But how do we know Bia is kind of by Kedushin? That's the spastic of Bula's Baal. Now the Gemara says, "V'Rebbe Hai Svarim Nolei, Rebbe that uses the pasuk Ubala to teach us that you could marry your wife through Bia. So how does he know to make the diyak then that an Omar Ria you cannot do through Bia? So Gemara answers in Cain, if so, if the Pasuk Kiyikach Ish Isha Uvola is only teaching us Bia helps by Kedushin, in Cain Lichta Rachmana Ubal. My Ubala, what's the extra hey doing there? What's Ubala? So Shmamina Tarti, to me I can learn out two things. One, that there's a Kenyan Bia by Kedushin. And secondly, the Lashon Ubala is to teach us only here by Kedushin you could do it through Bia. But by Omar Ria, when you want to buy yourself a Jewish slave, there, a Jewish maid, there you cannot do it through Bia. Now the Gemara says, well, the Rava, but according to Rava, the Omar that he said, Barihini Yasavrili, that the Tana Barihini explained something to me like this, that when the Pasuk says, Kiikach Ish Isha Ubola, when a man takes his wife and he lives with her, so he darshins, Kedushin Amasurum Labiya, heavy Kedushin. Kedushin is only good if you could live with your wife. But Kedushin Shein Masurum Labiya, in the case where you marry, the case there is if you have two sisters, and you married one of the two, but you do not know which one of the two you married. In a case like that, so there, Rava says that the Kedushin is not chal at all. Because that's called Kedushin Shein Masurum Labiya. You're not allowed to live with your wife. Because you have a suffix now, which one of the two sisters is your wife? Someone has suffix, you can't live with either one of them. Because maybe this is not your wife, and she's your wife's sister, she's also to you. So in such a case, if you make a kedushin, and you have a suffix, which one of the two you meant, it's enim kedushis. Well, having kedushin, kedushin is no good. So that's the way Barihini learns of shots from this posmik of kikach ishisha ubolo. Means when is Kedushin good? Only if the Kedushin is that after the Kedushin you're allowed to live with your wife. But if something happens you're not allowed to live with her, the Kedushin is no good. So Michael Amema, like how could he learn out the other drushes? We just learned out two drushes from the word Ubal already. That V is Kaina and not Bayam Avriya. So now there's a third drush here. How could you make all three drushes from one pasuk? So Gemara says yes, he could do it. Im Kain, because if so, if only the first two drushes, Nichtav kro oi bualo. Just a sec, yikach ish isha oi bualo. Could have just said oi bual, and it says an extra hey bualo. So that I know two drushes, that B helps the Kedushin, and not by no Mavriya. But now the third drush is, what's the Vav doing? My u bualo. Why does it have an extra Vav? In other words, this word, there's three things here. It could have just said bual. And then it says bualo. And it also says ubu alo. So therefore, Shemamina Kulub can learn out all three things. From the actual word bo'al, we know Kedushin helps through Bia. Bo'alo teaches us that not by Yamavriya. And the Vav ubu alo to teach us that Kedushin is only good if you can end up that you're allowed to live with your wife. But in the case where you marry one of two sisters, there we say the Kedushin is not chal. Now the Gemara says though, but for Rebbe, hai bulas bal mayavadlei, what does Rebbe do with the first pasuk of Bulas Baal? Like he learns out from Ubal law, you can marry your wife through Kedushin. So what does he do with the pasuk of Bulas Baal? Haimi Berla, he needs it, that the Baal oisa oisa bula shloikedarka. That's where we had before. When the husband lives with his wife, even though the bee is done shloikedarka, he doesn't break up Zulim. He goes in the back, not in the front. Still the lachur is, the husband makes her into a bula, that she's no more called a psula. But we ain't achar oisois the bula. But another person does not make her into a bula. Like we had before, in a case where you had kedushin with your wife, she's a nara hamarasa. And if 10 other men live with her, each one lives with her shaloi kedarka, they're all chayev skila. Because they do not make her into a bula. Only if the husband lives with his wife, even shaloi kedarka, does he make her into a bula. So that's this pasuk, bulas baal, only the husband sometimes makes her into a bula, and not somebody else. That's what it does with this pasuk. The Gemara says no, o meyisle le rebbe hai svara, does rebbe hold from this svara? But your tani would learn like this, bo olel yudanoshin, the case we just said, the case where a man married his wife, they made kedushin. So her wife is called the nara hamarasa, let's say she's still a nara. So the Torah says, if another man lives with a nara hamarasa, he's chayiv skila. Calls the man, she's a psula. So now Rebbe learns that what's going to be if 10 people, bo'aleh yudanoshim, v'yadayini psula, and even though she's still called up, she's still really a psula, In other words, they all live with her. Shaloi kedarka, not the regular manner. They didn't break up Sulim. Still, so Tanakama holds kulam beskila. That all 10 of them are chayiv skila. She's still called the Nara Hamarosa, and therefore all 10 of them is chayiv skila. But Rebbe Yoimer, Rebbe says no. That Oimer Ani, I say harishon beskila. Only the first one is chayiv skila. The kulam bechenik, but the rest of them are only chayiv chenik. In other words, when the first one lives with her, he makes her into a bula. Once she's called the bula, then she's like a regular ishish ish, that if somebody else lives with her, it's only chayiv chenik. The special aloch of Nara Marasa is only kozman, she's a psula. Kozman, nobody broke a psulim. Then if another man lives with her, is he chayiv skila. So you see, Rebbe holds, it's not only the husband that makes her a bula, even somebody else also makes her into a bula when he lives with her shloi kadarka. So what does Rebbe do with the pasuk Ubulas Baal? What's special about the husband? This svara applies even to somebody else also. So the Gemara.